أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد. In verse 24 that we discussed last week, we talked about the growth that we will have from dust to the meeting that we will have with our Lord. So the verse 25-24 said, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. He is the one who created you from the earth or on the earth, and then you will be gathered towards him. This journey, which of course is a very honorable, noble journey, from dust, as we were created, to be beside our Lord and He giving us the blessings, is of course something that we have to appreciate greatly. And the connection that the particles of the earth, as we were, can make with the Lord, the Creator, and then the type of vicinity and closeness that these particles can attain by the development going towards the resurrection and then residing in the neighborhood of the Lord, is something that we have to really contemplate about and to appreciate. When we think about it, it humbles us that how graceful the treatment of Allah is with His servants. Of course, those who want to go to Him. This is not a compulsory way. He would not force us, because by forcing us, the whole purpose is lost. The purpose is that we choose to go and reside in His neighborhood, and that is when the full blessings can come. So He says in the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. He is the one who spread you in the earth, created you on the earth, and you will be gathered towards Him. When this question of resurrection, going back to the Lord, going up from this earthly plane to the celestial, to the spiritual realm, growing in that sense, many people would object, no, how do we know? We haven't experienced that. No one has come back from death to tell us that this is the case. And what we hear, what our ears hear about the things which are going to happen after death, it is something which is very strange for us. We cannot accept it. Although if we contemplate, if we ponder, it's quite rational. This is the process, coming one after another, one stage after another. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِهِ. Oh man, you are traveling laboriously towards your Lord, and you will meet Him. But because we are very much used to, very much overwhelmed by the life of this world, we then cannot, of course, appreciate what is the depth of this journey. We come with many questions, sometimes with silly questions. Now, what is the silly question? The silly question was what the kuffar usually put to the Prophet, peace be on him. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They say, when is this promise to be fulfilled if you are truthful? Now, as I said last week, this is an irrelevant question. It's not the point of when it's going to happen. The main issue is that it is going to happen. However, it is beyond the grasp of our imagination, of our contemplation, to find out when this is going to happen. It's just like asking, when did the universe started to be created. Now, of course, because this is a physical thing, we have developed lots of theories about it. And these are just theories, of course. We don't know about the true origin of the universe, how did it originate. Now we have these modern theories of Big Bang and such things, but these are just grand theories based on lots of conjectures and guess and such things. However, if we cannot know about the origin and beginning, how can we go? We know about the end? So the question is not a relevant question. Instead of asking what will happen to us, what should we do to be prepared for it? They ask, when is this going to happen? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They say, when will this promise be fulfilled? Should you be truthful? Meaning that because you don't know when this is going to happen, you are not truthful. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ means that because you don't know when this is going to happen, it means you are lying. Well, there is no logical connection between the two. Now, about the question and about the time of the hour, the great change from dunya to akhirah, there are many references in the Quran. First of all, the Quran says those who ask this question, they want to, by not getting an answer to this question, they want to somehow find an excuse for their negligence, for their ignorance. بَلْ in Surah Qiyamah, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانِ لَيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. Man would like to do mischief. Man would like to corrupt what is in ahead of him in life. And that's why they say, يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. They ask, when is the day of judgment? As I said, they ask this question, and because there is no answer to this question, because no one knows. It's only the knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By not finding the answer to this question, they say, okay, that means you do not know. That means you are lying. Well, it's a fallacy. There is no relationship between the two. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لَيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Why they ask, when is the day of judgment going to be? Because they want to corrupt, to do corruption ahead of them in their life. That's why they ask. Now, the answer, of course, is clear from the Quran. This knowledge is heavier, is more complicated, is beyond the grasp of human being. Not only the grasp of human being, even the grasp of the angels. No one in the world knows when this is going to happen. قُلْ, the answer comes like this. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Of course, this is the answer which comes in this surah. There are many, in many other surahs, the question is posed by the kuffar and a different answer is given. Now, here the answer says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. The knowledge, al-ilm, this alif al-lam is for ahd, is for actually referring to a known knowledge. The knowledge of this hour, the knowledge of when this is going to be take place is with Allah. No one knows. Neither the Prophet knows it, as is we have in Surah A'raf. يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا. They ask you as if you are aware of it, if you know about it. قُلْ إِنَّمَا إِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. The knowledge of this hour is with my Lord. لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُ. He would not manifest it, he would not reveal it to anyone unless when the time comes, and the only one who does it is him, because no one else knows it. We have this angel Israfil, who is a sort of facilitator of the change which would happen in the world from dunya to akhirah, when the hour sets in, even he doesn't know. La yujalliha liwaqtaha illahu. He would reveal to him when the time comes and when he has to facilitate the change, the transition from dunya to akhirah. Why thaqulat fi as-samawati wal ard? This knowledge is heavy for the inhabitants of the heaven, which are the angels, and for the inhabitants of the earth, which are human beings. This knowledge is beyond them, and therefore no one can know about this. So here the Prophet as well is told to tell them, if you want to ask me, and if you are seeking some knowledge about this from me, I tell you, I don't. But I tell you, it is going to happen, and I am warning you. I have certain, of course, type of knowledge, limited knowledge. Everyone's knowledge is limited, of course, except Allah's knowledge, which is unlimited. لا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. No one can encompass his knowledge unless to the limit that he wills. And this is for angels, prophets, human beings, everything. This is true. Now, I don't know, of course, what would be the time for this event when you are going to raise towards your Lord, إليه تحشرون. When is he going to gather you round him? He has sent you, in a sense, he has created you on the earth, so he has spread you. And then he will gather you to himself, as we have in Surah Shura. That's وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and one of his signs. We talked before about this. Initially, we cannot know Allah except through his signs. Then when we know him through his signs, we worship him, we try to go close to him, then other types of knowledge come to our heart, which is beyond the signs. Something that we cannot speak about is beyond our concept, beyond our language. So initial is only his signs that we see. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You want to see his signs? Okay, his signs, one of his signs, creation of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلَّ دَابَّ. And whatever he has spread in these two from any, dabba is the animal which moves, so physical animal. This is one of the verses which proves that there are other creatures in other planets as well, but we are unaware of them. So, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا. What he has spread in these two, in the heavens and the earth, مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ. So, دَابَّ here does not refer to angels. This is talking about the physical universe. And therefore, in the physical universe, in other parts of the universe, should be other beings, other animals living. We don't know how they are and what sort of features they have. But it says, بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْئِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. And he can gather them whenever he wishes. Now, gathered, it means it's not only human beings. It's not only the angels, the animals, the insects, everything. Anything which has soul, which moves as a living being, will be gathered to him one day. So, what I tell you is, that this is going to happen. When is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? I don't know. Well, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Even I don't know what is going to happen to me, how things are going to develop. وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. I don't know what's going to happen for me, what's going to happen for you. Some knowledge is given to me. And other parts, of course, is kept with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this some knowledge is huge knowledge. This some knowledge is what is enough for you to take heed, to be cautious, to think about your future. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْإِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I am just a manifest or a very expressive warner. Mubin means someone who expresses very clearly. I express for you very clearly this warning that this is going to happen. Now, sometimes when we read these verses and we really contemplate and go deep, we feel the effect of these in our hearts. When he says, I am a warner, I am an expressive warner, a manifest warner for you, that this is going to happen. And when we really feel that this is going to happen, then of course our lives would somehow be different from the way we before these reading these verses would have lived. Now, the following verse, 27, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. Now, a couple explanation about the words. The meaning is when they see it brought near. رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَ. زُلْفَ is, of course, nearness. When they see it close. When they see it close means when it happens and they see it before their eyes. See at وَجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. سَاءَ وَجُوهُ means the face broke. The face became dull. And it would be distorted, disformed, out of anguish, out of pain. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً, when they see it brought near, the countenance of the faithless will be distorted, will be broken. And they will be told, this is what you asked for. Now, this is an answer to the question which went before in the previous verse. When is this going to happen? Okay, you ask, when is this going to happen? You really want to know, but when it comes, it wouldn't make you happy. When it comes, it breaks your heart. When it comes, it makes your faces to go dark out of pain and anguish. So why are you asking this so hastily? So, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. تَدَّعُونَ means you were askingly with haste. You wanted it to, you wanted to know when it comes. Yes, why doesn't it come? As we have in Surah Tur, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. You were hurrying, you were somehow hasty about this day to know when it's going to happen. So this is the day, it has come. Now, this is for those who, they do not know the consequences of that day when it comes. And they just say, okay, well, why doesn't it happen? We have several thousand years before us, so many people have died before us, why it doesn't come? Now, why it doesn't come, we don't know. But when it comes, it's not going to be a good thing for the disbelievers, for those who are kafaru. The same thing about angels. The kuffar usually were saying to the Prophet, why angels come to you, they don't come to us? Why don't we see the angels? In Surah Furqan, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةَ. Why the angels don't come to us? أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا. Why don't we see our Lord? God speaks about himself from your tongue all the time. Why doesn't he show himself to us? Well, of course, their limited minds don't understand that God has shown himself to them, but they are blind. They don't see. They don't see because what the faculty with which we can see God is the heart. They have closed their hearts and they say, why don't we see God? I think I mentioned this before. One of these, this is of course not a true incident. One of these spiritual men was saying, Ya Allah, if you are so beautiful, so kind, so magnificent, so grandeur, your grandeur is so high, why don't you show yourself to us? Why? If you are so beautiful, why you hide yourself? And the answer came, my servant, my abd, why don't you open your eyes? I'm here in front of you. You close your eyes and you say, oh God, why don't you show yourself to me? Now, he has given us eyes in our hearts, but we close it. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The eyes are not blind, they see, but the eyes of the heart are blind, they cannot see. Now, They say, وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا أتوا كبيرا. They feel in themselves great arrogance and vainglory by thinking that God should show himself to them who are so far away from him, so evil. They are very arrogant in themselves. Then he says, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. The day they will see the angels. Now they say, why don't we see the angels? Why they don't come to us? يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. The day when they see the angels. You know, the moment of death we see the angels. The first angel is the angel of death, isn't it? Then other angels come. Of course, these angels are very benevolent creatures, but because we turn away from benevolence in this life, we cannot bear them. So, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ, the day when they see the angels. لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. There is no good news for the mischievous people, for the mujrimin, for the criminals. And they tell to angels, وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. They say, keep off, don't come close to us. Now they say, why don't you come to us? Don't they come to us? Why don't we see them? But when they come to them, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ, لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. They say, keep off, don't come close. Because they cannot bear that. They lived in this world quite far away from angels. A very different life that angels would somehow expect as a companion. And then they die. At that time, of course, they would be the same. This hadith is very telling. كما تعيشون تموتون. Sometimes it really makes us tremble when we see this statement of the holy people. كما تعيشون تموتون. The way you live, you die. What does it mean? If you are away from the mercy of the Lord in this life, if you are away from the Alamul Malakut, from the world of angels, from the benevolent world, from the pure world, then you die in that way. You cannot get close when you die. And you turn away. And you like to go as far as possible, as the verse in Surah Furqan says, يَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Keep off, don't come close to us. Now, then it says, وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُبَعَثُونَ. And the way you die, you will be resurrected. When the soul is formed, then it is very difficult to change it. So that is why, when they see it close, فَلَمَّا رَعَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Then their faces will break. Their faces will be dull. There is no delight on them. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. Some faces you see on that day is fresh, delightful, smiling. وَوُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَةٌ. There is a turf of anguish and dullness on some faces. تَرْهَقُهَا قَتَرَةٌ. Darkness covers those faces. Out of course, as I said, pain and regret. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has the story of the overarching day have come to you? غاشية, something which covers everything. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Very beautiful. I mean, the way the Quran speaks to us is very beautiful. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. غَاشِيَةِ. Has the story of that overarching day come to you? وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةٌ تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ. You see some faces on that day broken, fearful, full of anguish, full of pain. وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. عَامِلَة, someone who's actually broken out of pain and toil. And then, of course, it goes into that place of hell. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. نَاعِم is something which is quite soft, fresh. And you see some faces on that day. نَاعِمَةٌ. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ. They are pleased with themselves. They are pleased with their effort in this world. لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةٌ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In a very, very high gardens, close to the Lord. And whatever the it says in Surah Ghashiya. So, for the kuffar, for those who deny and turn away from God, when they see it, it's not good news. Their faces will be broken. Their hearts will be broken, will be torn into pieces from the pain that they see. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. Okay, now, you say, when is this day going to happen? And we don't believe in it. We can wait. We can wait. We wait. You wait. We see what is true. As Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said to Ibn Abi al-Awja, who was an atheist, he said, if what we do and we believe in is true, is false. If what we do and what we believe in is false, what you say is right, that there is no God and the world is just an accident and we are not going to be judged and all. If this is true, what you say, then we haven't lost anything. We have lived our lives, you have lived your lives, isn't it? And we have enjoyed our lives with our hearts, of course, trusting in someone, with enjoying the life, everything in life we enjoyed, you enjoyed, okay. We haven't lost anything. We are equal. If what we say is false and what you say is true, we are equal. But if what we say is true and what you say is false, then we are not equal. Then you are not going to be like us, isn't it? A kafir, a disbeliever, if what we say is true, if what they say is true, okay, we are equal. And even in this life, we have peace of mind, peace of heart, we trust someone, we have better psychological situation, isn't it? If what they say is true, if what we say is true about God, about Day of Judgment, then we are not going to be equal. Then, of course, things change a lot. We are going to go into high places and they are going to be perished in the hellfire. There's great difference. So this is not something to be joked with. This is not something to take lightly. Of course it is not. Now, you think that, okay, you are saying something, you die. Many people before you have said these things, they have died. Many people came and they said that we are prophets and said this thing. They died and went, the generations changed, people have come. So you will die as well. And this faith will die as well, just like previous nations. Now, here is the answer for such a question. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِي. Suppose God makes us perish, me and all my companions. And okay, my faith would die. My call, my mission would end. But if my mission ends by my destruction, if my mission ends even by you killing me, but the reality doesn't change, isn't it? You kill me. You wait for my death. I die. Okay. But even if my mission fails, even if the kuffar completely destroyed, as they couldn't, of course. It grew and flourished day after day. But suppose that happens. But does it change anything? In reality, does it change the course that the world is going towards? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا. Whether he wants to destroy us or he wants to have mercy on us and let us live. فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. What about the disbelievers? Nothing is changing this. And I am warning you, there is going to be punishment for disbelief, punishment which you bring upon yourself, of course, punishment of hijab, as we have in Surah Mutaffifin, Kalla innahum an rabbihim yawma idhin la mahjubun. They are inveiled from their Lord. This is the greatest punishment that they have, of course. So nothing is going to be changed by my destruction. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعَيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا. Tell me whether Allah destroys me and those with me, or He has mercy on us. Who will shelter the faithless from a painful punishment? There's another meaning to this verse as well, because the kuffar were saying that you will be destroyed soon. وَيَغُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّسُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. They say this is a poet that we are waiting for death to come and take him and everything is finished. He says that, okay, yes, Allah may destroy me with all the faith that I have in him. Allah may destroy me with all the trust that I have in him. But if he destroys me with all the trust and faith and everything, what is he going to do with the faithless? That is going to be harsh. That's going to be more enormous. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَهْلَكَنِيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ مَعِيَ أَوْ رَحِمَنَا فَمَنْ يُجِيرُ الْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. However, we say this. We say, the Prophet, we say, قُلْ هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ آمَنَّا بِهِ. We believe in him. He is the all-beneficent. This is the fourth time the word Rahman is used in this verse, isn't it? It's about the sort of universal beneficence and munificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, what we say, tell them, we say, he is Rahman. We believe in him. Amanna bihi. Wa alayhi tawakkalna. And we trust in him. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. You will know soon. Now you do not believe in me. You don't want to listen to me. That's fine. But soon you will know whether we are in error or you are in error. Who is in manifest error? We will soon realize. This is a sort of end of argument, isn't it? I mean, when you argue with someone extensively and at the end they don't want to accept, then you say, okay, we will see. We argue, for example, outside is day or night, and we argue with different arguments and say, okay, we will go out and see whether it's day or night. Wait, we will see. قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ, as we have in Surah Saba, قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا. Suppose we are criminals. You see, the way the Prophet argues with this kuffar is very interesting, because they actually attributed every evil to the Prophet. He's mad, he's a criminal, he's an imposter, and all these things. Now, the Prophet says, suppose I'm a criminal, okay? قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ أَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا. You are not going to ask about my crimes. And وَلَا نُسْأَلُ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. I don't say you are criminals, but your acts are going to be written for you. My crimes are going to be written for my crimes. But please listen to me. The way the Prophet is talking. Listen to me. I have brought in news for you. I'm telling you something very important. And here, the same argument. Soon we will know who is in manifest error. You think you are in error? We think you are in error. Okay, wait and we will see. But I tell you one other thing. The last bit of argument which comes in this verse as one of the most important signs of Allah that we take for granted more than anything else. Water, isn't it? Now, I tell you one thing, only one thing. You don't want to listen to anything that I said about creation of heaven and earth and all these things and about good life, bad life. Just listen to my last argument. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Say, tell me, should your water sink down into the earth, into the ground? Who will bring you running water afterwards? Now, we take it for granted. water would come, the rain, the springs, the rivers. Now, we take it for granted because we never think why this system is working. How is it working? Now, you know, the earth has two levels, two layers, so to speak. One layer is penetrable, and the water goes down. We discussed when we talked about Zalul. And there's another layer beneath that is not penetrable. The water would stay on it. Now, suppose that's, of course, not very far, a few kilometers at the most from the surface of the earth. Now, suppose that was 100 kilometers below. If the water went down, the rain came, but it went into the earth, and you didn't have any means to bring it out, what would have happened? You have nothing. You are dependent. If we do not drink water for a few days, we die. We know this. We are dependent on these things, and still we don't want to acknowledge that we are in need of God. We are depending on Him. So this is my last argument to you. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ Inshallah, next week we start the tafsir of Surah Al-Qalam, which has a very difficult opening. Noon wal-Qalam is one of the most difficult openings of the chapters of the Quran. Inshallah, we'll discuss that next week. لطيف خبير سميع بصير جلي راقب مجيب غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد